Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Ayin Beis, and we are 9 lines from the top of daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Malvi Yisrael Ma'isav Shal Nachri Midas HaNachri V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar V'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Sora Rasya Bas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib Oleh Ashal. So moving along in Perikei Zeh Neshech, dealing with the laws of ribis, specifically with the laws of ribis with a goy. High level, the Torah says, La nochri sashech, which means that although a yid is forbidden to either borrow money or lend money on interest, but as it relates to a nochri, there's no iser. In fact, the Shita Saramam, as we spoke a little bit about, is that not only is it permitted to engage in ribis with a nachri, but it's actually a mitzvah aseh to engage in ribis with a nachri. Either way, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amid Beis concluded with a very cryptic line. The Mishnah said, Malvi Yisrael Ma'isav Shal Akum Midas Ha'akum Avaloi Midas Yisrael. So, Yid is allowed to lend money of a guy if he's doing so Midas Ha'akum. But if he's doing it midas Yisrael, then it's not something that he's allowed to do. Either way, the Gemara begins with a braisa that is essentially going to mention the halacha of the Mishnah, albeit in somewhat of a more elaborate way, as is often the case. Be'ezus Hashem, as we go through this braisa, we'll have a better understanding of what that cryptic line in the Mishnah means. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Malvi Yisrael, Ma'isav Shal Nachri, Midas HaNachri, Avaloi Midas Yisrael. Those were the words in the Mishnah. Ketzad, what does this mean? Yisrael Shalav Ma'is Men HaNachri, a yid that borrowed money from a guy. Beribis, on interest, which is okay. Ubikish lachzirim loy. And now the yid wants to return the money to the guy. It sounds like the loan isn't due yet. He's prepaying this loan. Matzi Yisrael Acha, as the yid was going to his lender, his guy, to pay back the loan, he met another yid. And he told the yid what he was going to do. V'on maloy. So the other yid said, you know, I'm in the market now for a loan. I have no problem paying the interest that you're paying. Namely, why don't you give the money to me? Vani alulacha. And I will pay the loan back to you. I'll give you the interest. Like you're giving the guy. In other words, Sashu di Yiddish Geld. You're going to go now, give the money back to the Nachri. Instead of giving it to the Nachri, why don't you give it to me? I understand you don't need the money anymore. So for you, it makes no sense to pay the interest, but I need the money. I'm happy to pay the interest. So just give the loan to me. I'll run the payments through you, which is fine, the loan isn't due yet. And like this, everybody is going to be happy. Says the Braisa Aser. That is Aser. The reason it's Aser is because we view this Yisra, who's the Loiva, from the Nachri, as being the lender to this other Yisra. There's interest payments. As a result, he's a malva beribis. That's not something you're allowed to do. The im hem midai eitzel Nachri muter. If, however, the yid tells the other yid, I hear what you're saying, why don't we go together to the Nachri and let's hear what the lender, what the Nachri has to say. If they do so and the Nachri tells the yid, yeah, give him the money and execute exactly what it is you discussed, in that case, it's going to be mutter. And the reason is because then we don't view the Yisrael, the loiva, as being the lender in this second loan, but then we view the Nachri as being the lender. And this is going to be very important to understanding the whole sugya. Although the Yisrael himself is the one that's lending the money, and it sounds like the payments are even going through him, we view him as acting as a shliach of the Nachri. And being that he's acting as a shliach of the Nachri, it's the Nachri really that's the lender. A Nachri is allowed to be malva beribis to a yid. There is no listener, and as a result, it's going to be okay. The Braisa continues and says, V'chein, the same would be true in the reverse. Nachri shalav amoyz miyisrael, if a Nachri borrowed money from a yid, biribis, with ribis, which again is okay, ubikish lachzirum lay, now the Nachri wanted to return the money to the yid. Matzi yisrael achar, and as the Nachri was on his way to the yid to pay back the loan, he met another yid, v'amraloy, and the yid told the Nachri, namely, why don't you give me the money instead of returning it to your lender? V'ani alalucha kederuk shatam alaloy, and I'll make all the payments through you. You won't lose anything, and you're doing me a big favor. Says the Braisa Mutter. The reason it's Mutter is because we view the Nachri as being the lender in this second loan, although there's ribbis, there's no iser ribbis when it comes to a nachri. If, however, the nachri would tell this other Yisrael, why don't you come with me to my lender? I'm uncomfortable doing this. I'm not sure if this is something that's permitted under the covenants of my loan. Let's go to the Yisrael, to Zamin, and we'll do this. Then the halach is, it's aser. Why is it aser? Same methodology as we mentioned in the ratio, because we view the Yisrael, the original lender, now as being the lender. Now, originally, who was the borrower? It was a Nachri, so there was no problem with ribbis. But now this new borrower is already a Yisrael. So you have a Yisrael lending to a Yisrael, but ribbis, it's for that reason that it's not going to be okay. Either way, this Braisa explained, literally, the word was Ketzad. It explained the Halacha of the Mishnah. What was the Halacha of the Mishnah? Going back, Malvi Yisrael, Ma'osav Shal Akum, Midas Ha'akum, Avaloi Midas Yisrael. It's talking about where there's a yid that borrowed money from a guy and he wants to pay back the loan. Another yid asked this yid, instead of paying back the loan, why don't you give it to me and I'll make all the payments that you've been making and I'll run it through you. So what does the Mishnah say? If he doesn't midaso akum, meaning if he goes with him to the akum and he says, is this okay? And the akum says, yeah, then it's mutter. And the reason it's mutter is because we view the akum as really being the malva. And even though who's giving the money? The Yisrael's giving the money. And the payments are going through the Yisrael. But we look at the Yisrael as acting as a shlich of the akum. Thus, there's no iseribis. Avaloi midas Yisrael, the Mishnah fears us. If the Yisrael did it on his own, then we view him as being his lender. And if that's the case, it's not going to be okay. Now, the Braisa added a whole sefer that wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah. Not even cryptically. And that is, the same would be true in the reverse if you had a Nachri that borrowed money from Yisrael Beribis. So here the Nachri is not the Malvin, the Nachri is the Loiva. He wants to return the money. He meets a Yid and the Yid says, will you give me the money instead? So what's the halacha there? It's just the opposite. The Svar is the same, but the way it manifests itself is 180 degrees. And that is, if the Nachri does it on his own, then it's mutter. Because then we view the Nachri as being the lender. A Nachri is allowed to be Malva Beribis. If he doesn't, Midas Yisrael, then it's going to be Aser. Because we view the Nachri as being a Shliach of the Yisrael. And as a result, it's going to be Aser. Now, there's one issue with this whole discussion, which is really going to be the topic of the next chunk of the daf. And that is, the Gemara seems to be saying that if a Yid either borrows money from a guy or lends money to a guy, there would be a hechatimtza for that loan to now transfer to a second person if it's being done b'shlichus of the original lender. The problem is we're dealing with a guy. And the halacha is ein shlichus la'akum. So although shlucha shaladon kemoisei, and there's so many different things that a person can do al yidei shliach, ish mekadesh boyo b'shluchai, and maybe get medinas hayam, a man can divorce his wife al yidei shliach, mekachememka certainly could happen al yidei shlichus, but there are rules and regulations that govern the laws of shlichus. One of those rules are that in order for someone to be a shliach, or be involved in a shlichus, you have to be a yid. Ma'atem b'nei bris, as the Gemara is about to say, af shluchachem b'nei bris. And if that's the case, say the reishon, say the sefer, would seem to be a little bit problematic. We're invoking the law of shlichus as it relates to this ribbis halacha. If we were dealing with yid, then I understand that there could be a parasha of shlichus, but we're dealing with avdei kechavim. And if that's the case, l'chura, the whole Eitzah of doing it Midas HaNachri, Midas Yisrael, would seem to be a little bit dead on arrival, being that it's predicated on Shlichus. But the Gemara is going to ask this question that we just spoke at, albeit in a slightly more nuanced way. And as we're going to see, there's a very big Chiddush that comes out from the nuance of the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleim HaSeifa L'chum. I understand the Seifa. What did the Seifa say? Where the Nachri was the Loivi after Al-Kap, and he borrowed money from a Yid Beribis, which is okay, and he met a Yisrael, and Yisrael wants to take over the loan. So, what's the halacha? If he gives him the money, midaitoy, it's fine. If, however, he says, let's go to the Yisrael, it's going to be awesome. Why is it going to be awesome? Because we say that he's acting as a shliach of the Yisrael. He's not allowed to lend money to another Yid Beribis. Now, I understand, says the Gemara, why that halach is true. And even though ain't shlichus l'nachri, like we just spoke out, but being that over there in that Gemara, what we're saying is a chumrah, it could be l'chumrah yesh shlichus Again, what's the chumrah? The chumrah is that we're saying that although the nachm is the one that's lending the money, he's acting as a shlich of the Yisrael, thus there's going to be an iser ribis. So we're invoking the halach of shlichos, even by a nachri, lo chumrah, says the Gemara. I hear that. Meaning, even though I know from Gan's Shas, ain't shlichos le nachri, but lo chumrah, efshe, it does andish. So the Gemara says, I understand the seifa being that it's lo chumrah, el reisha, but as it relates to the reisha, what were we doing in the reisha? We're using shlichos le kula. In the reisha, it was a Yisrael that had borrowed money from a guy. He met another Yisrael, he wants to give him the money. Dear that Allah is, if he does it b'shlichus of the Nachri, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, even though the Yisrael is the one that's giving the money, if the guy tells him to do it, right, that's the Mishnah, if he does it mitasa akum, it's going to be mutter. What's the kasha? It's mutter because of shlichus. I thought ain't shlichus on Nachri. And over here, it's not a chumrah, over here it's a kula. Because you're saying a yid is a lad of being malva beribis based on the fact that we assume that he's not acting on his own, rather he's acting as a shlich. So El Reish says the Gemara, keep it in shlichos the nachri, being that there's no shlichos by a nachri, ihu, nihu, dikash shalkum minei rebisa. Lachura, if there's no shlichos, so then he's the one that just got married. He's the one that gave a get. He's the one that just was malva beribis. And if that's the case, how is this going to be mutters again? Major knach in the sugya of ain't shlichos l'nachri. The Gemara's kasha is, I don't understand the Mishnah, I don't understand the Braisa, what happened to ain't shlichos l'nachri? But the Gemara says, I understand the Seifa, and the reason I understand the Seifa is because they were going to Chumra. And even though ain't shlichos l'nachri, maybe the Chumra yeh shlichos l'nachri. Aber in the Reisha, it's l'kula, and if it's l'kula, what happened to ain't shlichos l'nachri? And the Gemara is going to say, not one, not two, but three terutzim to this kasha. Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, Meshmei Derav Acha, B'rei Derav Ik. First, I'm talking about my skin, and you want to know what's going on in the Reisha. It's going to Amalei, Hinichem Al Gabi Karkevi Potter. When the Yisro took this other Yisrael to the guy and said, no, let's see what the lender has to say. The lender said, it's fine. The Maisa, the Oisfer, was not that the Yisrael then went, took the money, and gave it to the other Yisrael. That in and of itself would have been a problem. The reason is, because being that ain't shlichos l'nachri, so it comes out, he is now being malva beribis on his own, and the Yisrael is now let it be malva beribis. What happened was, is that the Nachri told the Yisrael, take the money and put it on the karka and let him go and take it. Oh, if he took the money, put it on the karka, and the other Yisrael took it on his own, so where's he malva beribis? He didn't physically hand him the money. As a result, it's not considered a problem. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's what's really going on in the Reisha, then what's the chiddush? Maile Memra, it's so obvious that there shouldn't be an Isra Ribis. Elam Rapapas, Rapapas said, let's tweak it a little bit. Still the same teretz. Just knach, and that is Kigunchenotal Vinosan Bia. The case is where the Yid went with this other Yid to the Nachri, the lender. The lender said, yeah, it's fine, you can give him the money. He said, you know something? I'm not so comfortable giving him the money. He says, no problem, give me the money. So he gave the money to the Nachri, and then the Nachri went and he gave it to the other Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Vakati Maila Memra, then it's still obvious. And by the way, it's not just Vakati, it's even more obvious. Because over here, he's physically the one that gave him the money. So the Gemara says, Mal Dotema, I would have thought Nachri Gufe, Kiyava that died to the Yisrael, Kogamavi. The Gemara says, no, it's not as obvious as you think. Because at the end of the day, it's still during the term of the law. And the Yisrael is really giving it to the Nachri simply because he's uncomfortable, and the Nachri is the one that's giving it to the other Yisrael, adaiti the Yisrael. So it's interesting. Even though the Yisrael is the borrower, but when the borrower gives the money to the lender, it's almost like the lender is working for the borrower. He says, you want me to do this for you? No problem. But although mechanically went from the original lender to the new borrower, but the original lender gave it to the new borrower per the instructions of the original borrower. So you could have thought that maybe it's really the Yisrael that's lending the money to the Yisrael, and as a result it would be a problem. That's the Chiddush, that's the Kamash Malon. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was that if a Yisrael borrows money from a guy, and the loan is then something that the borrower wants to pay up, he meets another Yisrael, and the Yisrael says, don't pay it up, give it to me instead. So the Mishnah and the Braisa explained it, said that if they go together to the guy and the guy signs off on it, the halach is it's going to be mutter. What was the kasha? Why is it mutter? Oh, because he's doing it midasa akum. There's no shlichos. At the end of the day, he's the one that gave him the money. It's during the term of the loan. I understand. How is this something that could be mutter? What's the teretz? The teretz is, it's talking about when he gave it to the guy. The guy is the one that gave him the money. Maila meimra? There's a chiddush. But the point is, that's the first test. Rav Ashi said a huge chiddush. He said, Ki, I mean, when do we say ain't shlichos anachri? Meaning, the whole question is predicated on ain't shlichos anachri. Says Rav Ashi, when do we say ain't shlichos anachri? That's true by truma. Truma, when it comes to Hafrashas Truma, that and only that case, that's when there's a halacha bein shlichus anachri. Aval b'chol ha'teira kula yesh shlichus anachri. But in kol ha'teira kula yesh shlichus anachri. Now, what would even be the havamina? That this halacha should be true for Truma and not for other areas in halacha. The havamina is based on a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Kein tarimu gam atem trumas Hashem mikol masrei seichem asher tikchu meis b'nei Yisrael. Kein tarimu, not atem, but kein tarimu gam atem. And the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadosh says, gam atem, gam, is l'rabbe shluchachem. So, this pasuk is a makar to shluchay shel adam kamoisai. It's not the only makar, but it's a makar to shluchay shel adam kamoisai. Now, Rav Ashi said, the reason in shlichos l'nachri is because we learn that gam, who's the shliach, has to be dumi da atem. And ma'atem is not a nachri. Obviously, the parsha of Truma wasn't given to a nachrim. So too, gam, the shliach can't be a nachri either. Now, where does it say gam atem in the parish of Truma? No, so if it says it in the parish of Truma, so by Truma there's a halacha of Einshlichos Anachri, but in Ribbis, in Kolot HaRukul, there's no halacha of Einshlichos Anachri. So what was the kasha? I don't understand the ratio. What happened to Einshlichos Anachri? It's based on a false premise. You're assuming Einshlichos Anachri is true. In Kolot HaRukul, Rav Ashi said, no, it's true by Truma, it's not true anywhere else. But the Gemara says, V'hadar Rav Ashi Berusei. This is not the only place in Shas that the Gemara says this line, and wherever you have it, there's always two gersois in what the word is. Hadar Rav Ashi Berusa, Hadar Rav Ashi Bedusa. So first you have to figure out what the gers is, then you have to figure out what the word even means. What it means is that Rav Ashi was making a mistake in the eyes of Chazal. Why? Because Ma'ish not Truma. Why is Truma in the eyes of Rav Ashi unique in that Ein Shlichos Anachri Deloy Dechsev Atem Gam Atem Ma'atem B'nei Bris Av Shluchachem Nami B'nei Bris Nu Shlichos Dechol HaTayru Kula Nami Mi Truma Gam Rinala. Where do you know Shlichos and Kol HaTayru Kula? You learn it from Truma. So if you learn it from Truma, and by Truma itself there's Halacha Ma'atem B'nei Bris Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, then in Kol HaTayru Kula it has to be the same way. Oh, the Rav Ashi Berusi must be that Shitas Rav Ashi is really Berusi. Now the truth is that although the Gemara says that Shlichos of Kol HaTayru Kula is learned out from Truma, that's true, but it's not the only Makar to Shlichos. The Gemara learns Shlichos from Karm Pesach. The Gemara learns Shlichos from Gerishin. These are all sugyas and drashas that the Gemara mentions in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadosh. Ikur drasha is definitely Truma, Ayin Sham, and the Tzrichas of the Gemara. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says there's no way that Truma could be different in Hilcha Shlichos than Kol HaTayru Kula, because Kol HaTayru Kula is learned out from Truma, and if by Truma there's halacha of Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shulchachem B'nei Bris, the same has to be true for Kol HaTayru Kula. Ikedam, some had a different version of what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi said, even a bigger chiddush, Ki Amrinu Ein Shlichos Anachri, although it's true Ein Shlichos Anachri, but you know when we say that, Hani Mili Inu Lidida, that's Anachri being a shliach for a yid. That ain't shlichos anachri. Aval anan lididu havino lu shliach. But a yid's allowed to be a shliach for anachri. How would that answer the question? What was the problem with the reisha? The problem with the reisha is the yid is acting as a shliach for the nachri when he gets malva beribis. Ain't shlichos anachri. No, that's the nachri being malva for the Yisrael. But if the Yisrael is being the shliach for the nachri, so in that case, there's no halacha bein shlichos anachri. But the Gemara says the same reaction as it did in the first lish of Hadar Rav Ashi Berusi. Why? Because Ma'ishna inu l'di dan deloy. Why is it that ein shlichos anachri, that a nachri can't be a shliach for a yid? Because the pasuk says atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem ema atem b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris. The drasha that the Gemara mentioned. No, if that's the makar anan l'didu nami, then it has to go both ways. Why? Because read the drasha ma atem b'nei bris kama. Right? What is the Braisa say? The Braisa says that you need that the Atem, the Mishaleach, should be a Yid, and the Gam, the Shliach, should be a Yid. Okay, so both parties have to be Yidin, which would exclude a Nachri from being a Shliach, it would exclude a Nachri from being a Mishaleach. Thus, either way, if there's a Tzad, Oivet Kaychavim Be'emtza, it would knock out Shlichos. Ella says, the Gemara, you have to say, Hod Rav Ashi Berusi, the Rav Ashi is really Berusa. But what was Rav Ashi's teretz? Rav Ashi, which is the second Mahalach in the Sugya, was, the Kasha was, that who cares the Yid took the other Yid to the guy and he did it b'shlichos of the guy. Ain't shlichos l'ayvi kechavim. What's the Gemara's teretz? One of two things. Two lishoinas. In the first lishna, it's true, ain't shlichos l'ayvi kechavim, but that's only by Truma, it's not true by Kol HaTayru Kula. In the second lishna, Rav Ashi is saying it's true, ain't shlichos l'ayvi kechavim, that means an ayvi kechavim himself can't be a shliach. But for an ayvi kechavim to be a mishalech, that already is going to be okay. Ravina is the third mahalach. He says, also, a real shas chiddush, and that is, nehi de shlichos anachri lasla. It's true. A nachri doesn't have shlichos. Ab eschia midrabanon isle. But eschia midrabanon, he does have. Meaning, although it's true that a Yid can't be a shliach for a Nachri. But zochem la'adam shleib afanav, to be zoichin something for a Nachri, that's something he can do. So there's no shlichus, but there is schia. Now, at first glance, this patent, no shlichus, yes schia, would seem to be dead on arrival. And the reason is, because according to most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, but according to most Rishonim, Schia is mitam shlichus. So if the whole koyach of zoch l'adam shloi b'fanav is based on the fact that just like I could be your shliach, I could be zoicha for you, even if you don't make me a shliach, well, then if there's no shlichus, there shouldn't be schia. So the Gemara needs a little precedence. The Gemara needs to back up its point, and the Gemara does. Midi de'avi akotam. We have a makar for this. Katam, nafagaf. The lav afagaf the lesli shlichus, even though cotton is excluded from the parish of shlichus, obi isle skimid rabbanon, if he is involved in the parish of schi obi imid rabbanon, nu hachanami, so too as it relates to evi kechavim, loishnahi, loishna. Yeah. And as a result, it's something that should be okay. So Ravina says, you want to know why it works in the reisha, it's not midin shlichus. At the end of the day, you're doing the Ovik Chavim a favor. Why are you doing him a favor? You're doing him a favor because he has a loan outstanding and he's getting paid the interest, right? It's not like he was looking to get this loan paid up. And being that there's a Schi over here, although it's true, ain't Shlichus, but Schi, yeah. But the Gemara says, Velohi, Ravina's Teretz is also not a Mahalach. Why? Because although it's true that ain't Shlichus Lenachri and ain't Shlichus Akatan, and it's true, Yesh Schi Lekatan, but it's not true, Yesh Schias. And the reason is because Yisrael, as it relates to Yisrael Katan, being that he's Asi L'chal Shlichos, although right now he's not Shaykh to Shlichos, but one day he will be Shaykh to Shlichos. So therefore, Chazal gave him a parasha of Shchiyah. But Akam L'Asi L'chal Shlichos, and Akam's never going to come L'chal Shlichos. And being that he's never going to come L'chal Shlichos, therefore he's not Baal L'chal Shchiyah either. Either way, let's just make a sikum here on the first part of today's daf. And that is, the Mishnah said, Malva Yisrael Mo'isav Shal Akum Midaso Akum Avaloi Midas Yisrael. Very cryptic. Remember the Braisa that explained what the Mishnah means. Yisrael borrowed money from a Nachri, Beribis, which is fine. The loan's not due yet. He wants to prepay his loan. He meets another Yid, and the Yid says, shoot the Yid the Shagel. Why don't you give me the money? And I'm happy to pay the interest to the Oivit Kechavan. Says the Mishnah, if the Yisrael, without asking the Nachri, goes and gives the money to this other Yisrael, and all the payments get funneled through him, it's Aser. Because we view the Yisrael, who's the loiv in the original loan, as being the malva in the second loan. He's being malva beribis to a Yisrael. It's categorically forbidden. If, however, he doesn't meet Asa Akam, he goes to the guy and he tells the guy, is this okay? And the guy says, yeah, give him the money. Then it's going to be mutter. What was the Gemara's kasha? The kasha was, why is it mutter in the second case? Oh, because the guy told him to do it. Oh, probably because shluche shaladim gemoisai. The problem is, ein shlichus le'oivet keichavim, and the Gemara spoke out that although yesh shlichus le'oivet keichavim may be l'chumra, this is already a kula. You're being malva beribis using the parasha of shlichus, and that's something that you're certainly not allowed to do. And the Gemara, to answer this question, said three mahalchim. The first mahalch of the Gemara was that when the Yid went to the Ovik Kechavim, the Yid actually gave the money back to the Ovik Kechavim, and the Ovik Kechavim was the one who gave the money to the other Yisrael. So the Gemara's kasha was, well, if that's the case, then what's the shaili? He paid off the loan, and now the Nachri, he issued a new loan. So why are we even having this conversation? So the Gemara says, because although that's really what happened, but it doesn't feel so much like that's what happened. It feels like, really, the Yisrael is the one that's sublending. He's rather working the money through the original lender. Akasha Famaisa. But the point is, that's a little bit the way it feels. So Solkadai Techamina would have been also Kamash on the Mishnah that it's going to be. But at the end of the day, the Yisrael really pays off the loan when he gives the money to the guy, his original lender. And it's for that reason, this is going to be okay. The second Mahalach, which had two versions, was Ravashi, who said Chedushei Torah in the Sugya of Ein Shlichus Lo'Ovik Echavim. In the first version, Ravashi says it's true, Ein Shlichus Lo'Ovik Echavim, but only by Truma. Gam Atem state by Truma, that's the Makar to Ma Atem ben Ebris Avshachach ben Ebris. Kol Teru Kulo such as Rivas is no Allah of Ein Shlichus Lo'Ovik Echavim. In the second Lishna, Ravashi says it's true, Ein Shlichus Lo'Nachri, but that just means that a Nachri himself can't be a Shlich. A Yisrael could be a Shlich, it's for a Nachri. Okay, either one of these Mahalchim, the Kasha Feint Nishtor. But the Gemara says, Hadi Ravashi Barusihi Badusihi, which in English means that Ravashi's halacha is nisht emis, sign not version 1 and sign not version 2. Regardless, the third mahalach of the Gemara was Ravina, and Ravina said that when the Yisrael gives the money to the other Yisrael, it's not working with the parasha of Shluchas Shalom Kemoisa, but rather it's working with the parasha of Zochin La'adam Shaloi Befanav. And although in shlichus loyv kechavim yesh schir loyv kechavim, I schir mitam shlichus according to Reb Rishonim. And bechlal, if there's no shlichus, why should it be schir? Mida davi akotin, katan, there's no shlichus yet the schir. So this is the same thing, but the Gemara was mefakvik. It could be a katan is also lechal shlichus because he's a yid. One day when he'll be bar mitzvah, he'll be an adult, so then he'll have shlichus loyv kechavim. Unless he's megayer, he's not also lechal geiris. He'll never be in the parish of shlichus, and as a result, could be yesh schir lekatan, aval ein schir loyv kechavim. Just two hours, he can't go through this Gemara as fast as we usually go through Gemaras and not just come up for breath for a nanosecond. That is just two things to take out of this Gemara. Number one, it's mavu in this Gemara, a gevaldige chiddush, something that Be'ezus Hashem, we've spoken out many ha'aris related to over the years, and that is, although ein shlichus lo'ev kechavim, that's only l'kul, aval l'chumra yeh shlichus lo'ev kechavim. Right, the whole Muscho Rishon of the Gemara was Bishlei Masefa L'chumra Avol Reisha, and the whole sugya we learned was all to be Miyash of the Reisha. But if you remember, 20 minutes ago there was a Seifa, and the Seifa the Gemara never had a problem with, because that's Pashin Yesh Lichus Lo'eva Kechavim L'chumra. It's Yodua, the Chassam Sofer, in many places in his Tshuvas he brings a kasha from the Shailos Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, who was not the Pnei Yeshua, it was the Megine Shloim, the Pnei Yeshua Zeta. Yeshua named his Sefer Pnei Yeshua after his Zayda, who was the Baal Shailos Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. But the beginning, Shlomo asked the Nifladig Akasha, a kasha that reverberates in Kaisle Beis Medrash Adayim Azeh, and that is that we know it's also to tell a guy to do Malachah on Shabbos. It's a Shvus, Amir La'akum. It's not something that Medei Isi and Allah to do, but Chazal said that you can't do malacha, you also can't tell an Oivik Echavim to do malacha for you. Freik the Meginei Shloima, freik the Baal Shailos Hatshuvas Bnei Yeshua. Why did Chazal have to make a special Shavus of Amir La'akum? If you tell a guy to do malacha for you, comes out, he's your Shliach. And if he's your Shliach, he's doing malacha on your behalf. Now, you're going to tell me, Shlichus for Chil Shabbos, in Shlichut V'Aravera. Now, everyone knows why in Shlichut V'Aravera, because Divir Rav, Divir Atama, Divir Mishoimim. But being that an Oivik Echavim is not Muzer in Issa Shabbos, so you don't have Divir Rav, Divir Atama, Divir Mishoimim. What are you going to tell me, said the Meginei Shloima, in Shlichus Anachri? Zok there, Bava Metzi, Ayin Aleph on the base, it's a Mufurish Gemara, in Shlichus Anachri is only the Kula. So why then do you have to have a special shvus of Amir La'akum? Why don't we say that every time you tell a guy to do malacha for you, he's being your shliach, and based on the parish of shulchan shalat and kavayis, it should be an issue. What would be the two issues? Shlichat varaveiro. There's no ein shlichat varaveiro because there's no divrei rab, divrei tamad, divrei mishayim. Ayin bov metziyah daf yudam beis v'chulei v'chulei. What are you going to tell me? Ein shlichas lavi kechavim. That's what we just learned. Yesh shlichas lavi kechavim l'chumer. Now it's true. Yesh shlichas lavi kechavim l'chumer is only midrabbanan, but Amir La'akum is also only in this drabbanan. See, you say we have in this drabbanan. This is the grace of kasha. What's the chassam sofer's teretz? We've spoken out so many times. The chassam sofer says it's true, 100%. Masking. You checked off all the boxes. But at the end of the day, if a yid makes a shliach to be mechal Shabbos for him, and that yid, this other person goes and he's mechal Shabbos, the mishalech, the yid, he could be praving Shabbos, he could be singing zmiris, he could be shalashidis, the lights could be closed, he could be rava the raven. Right? At the end of the day, he's being shoivis. Now, lomdus, he's being mechal Shabbos. Abul Amai say he's resting. The Chassam Sofer says, chil Shabbos is not to rest. And at the end of the day, if you're resting, even though in lomdus, you're being zeirei achayrish and being koitzer right now. You're being zeir bayer merakit. But at the end of the day, if you're physically resting, you're not a mechal Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos in lomdus. Because the yisoid of chil Shabbos is that I'm not resting. And if I am resting, then I'm not resting. As a result, I could be chil Shabbos again. Var matikin, this ties into the Nuki Yosef. You'll have to light candles Friday night, etc. That's the first hour. The second hour, that's just worth mentioning because the Rishonim very mirach in it right here al atar. So the Gemara in the third teretz, Ravina's mahalach was that it's true ein shlichus lo ivik echavim or b'yesh schiyah. That's a chiddush. Midah havi akata. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Katan laf afal gafta lesle shlichus islay schiyah midrabon. Hachanami loishna. So too, luchayre, here too, it should be the same thing. The lashon of the Gemara is that a katan who doesn't have shlichus has schia midrabanan. And it sounds like zachal adam shlei b'fanav that you find by a katan is only midrabanan. And where do you find zachal adam shlei b'fanav by a katan? You find it in many places in Shas. Rashi sends us to a mishnah, mesechtes bava basur, daf kuf nun vav on the base. But I think most yeshiva like know this from ksubas daf yod aleph, the sugi of ger katan, mat pila noisne al das bezin. The Gemara says, my kamash montonino, zachal adam shlei b'fanav. Right? The whole parish of ger katan works with the halach of zachal adam shlei b'fanav. Toisvis in bava metziah, daf yod aleph, amir aleph. I'm sorry. Tosfos and Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, asked to understand the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph says, that although Yesh Shechir L'Katam, but it's only Midrabanan, if that's the case, Ger Kot Matpil Noisa Adas Bezim with Zach Elad Meshloi Befanav, that means this cotton right now is a Yid Midrabanan. So you're Yid Midrabanan, and you're going to somehow be able to Drezich in Haimish Kreisen, you're going to be in a Haimish Yeshiva? It doesn't sound right. If you're not a Yid Midrabanan, that doesn't sound like you have to be in a Yeshiva for people that are Yid and only Midrabanan. Right, how's that work? You're going to get married, you're going to count for a minyan Midrabanan, yeah, Midrabanan, right? Sounds very, very hard to understand. Like, how do you even reconcile such a patent? So Tosfos says, V'yeshloima, it's Chiddush, V'yesh koich v'yad chachamim, lakud dovim in a Torah. And if there's a big tzairich for it, ayin perikah isha rabba, you find things like this, right? It's okay. And you have to say that gerkot ma'pil and oisal, that's best then, is working not just with zach ladim shloi b'fano. That's one big sugya in shas. You have to invoke another big sugya in shas. And that is the yeshkech b'yat chacham alakar dovim enatar. But then Tosfos says at the end, but I want you to know, that there are other gesoys, I found manuscripts, you can visualize it, that had this whole sugya here in perikah isha oneshech, I left out one word. Katan, afagaf the lesley shlichus islay schia doesn't say the word midrabanan. And if that's the case, Octosis, it could be schia's takimidai raisa. And if that's true, it'd be miyash of the sugyo in mesachtes ksubas. If you take a look at the Rashban, the Gedolei Rishonim, right here in our Gemara, they all bring the two gersois that were circulating. What the right gears in our Gemara is with a tremendous nafkimin alalacha. This day, zach and ladam shloi befana by a katan. Again, which is axiomatic. It's one of the first sugyas a lot of Bachrim ever learned, the sugya of ger katan, is that only midrabanan is midrais, it's Tosfos two terutzim, and that long Tosfos and ksubas daf yad aleph amud aleph, it's playing itself right here, tucked away in perek ezehu nashach. Either way, we have a lot more Gemara to learn. Tanu rabanan, Yisrael shalav amoyis men anachri beribis. Yisrael borrowed money from anachri beribis. So far, so good. And then, the Malva and the Levi, they got together and they said, you know, we have a loan. We're going to restructure it. And the way they restructure the loan is $1,000 with 10% interest. They say that the new document is going to read that there's an outstanding loan of $1,100. Meaning, the ribis was Zakvan Olav Milva. It was incorporated into the keren. So that the way the loan reads now is not $1,000 principal and $100 interest, but the way it reads is $1,100 of principal. Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. Then it's Gair, and then afterwards, the Nachri, that was the Malva, was Megair. The question now is, could the Ger, this Nachri, accept the Ribbis? Could he not accept the Ribbis? Like, how does it impact Hilchas Ribbis, right? Just high level, when this loan was issued, there was a Yisrael and a Nachri. Ribbis was okay. But now that the Nachri was Megayis, now you have two Yisrael. Now Ribbis is already not okay. So the Brayis says it depends. Im koidim sheneskayer zokven ol b'milfa, if the zokven ol b'milfa, the loan was restructured before the Nachri was Megayer, then Goyves HaKerem and Goyves HaRibis. Then it's not a problem. You could be Goyve everything. Why? Because at the time of the Gerus, there's no interest anymore. All there is a loan of $1,100. I mean that all there is a loan of $1,100, it's going to be okay. Just to understand this a little bit better, when you Zokvin all of the Milva, the Rishonim say, what's happening is you're actually paying off the loan. I mean, you have to know the lumdis of restructuring of loans. But Ashenegei, in your Neinu, is when you Zokvin all of the Milva, the way we deher it is that the Malva is accepting Ke'ilu as if you paid down the interest, but he's issuing a new loan of $1,100. That new loan doesn't have any ribbis. The original loan had ribbis. The new loan doesn't have ribbis. The new loan. Even though there was no money maybe that traded hands, but it's fine. At the end of the day, we view it, we deem it, we deher it as if the first loan was paid off. This is a new loan. It's a regular new loan. What's going to be a problem? But if the Zakim Nol Ben Milva happened after the Geiris, then it's already a problem. Then Goyves HaKeren, the Inner Goyve, S Haribis. Because then the Zakvin Olav B'Milva already happened after he's a Yid. Once you're a Yid, you can't be Zakvin Olav B'Milva with Ribbis because you're paying off a loan with Ribbis. That's not okay. And therefore, being that at the time of the Geiris, there was a Karen and a Ribbis, so now the Yid's not going to be able to collect the Ribbis. Now, one thing you see in this Gemara, this is very important, and that is that although the loan was issued when there was a Nachri and a Yisrael, once the Nachri is Megayer, it doesn't change anything. Meaning, fuck it, changes everything. The point is that I don't care that the loan was issued when this person was a Nachi. Right now he's a Yisrael. And right now, because he's a Yisrael, he's not allowed to collect the Ribbis. Right, that's the premise of this whole discussion. You could have thought that if the loan was issued as a Nachri, so maybe now it's fine. I issued it beheder. Teretz says, right now, you're Yisrael, you're not allowed to take the Ribbis. If it was Zochten Olben Nulva before the Geiris, okay, then it's fine. It was paid off already when he was a Nachri. Then there's Zichin no issues. This new loan doesn't have any Ribbis. But if it was La'achash and his Geir, then it's going to be a problem. Zochten Breis, if a Chain is true in the reverse. Nachri shalav amoyis miYisrael. If you have a Nachri who's a borrower, he borrowed money from Yisrael, bir ribis, again, that's fine. The zokven al b'milva. And it was zokven al b'milva. Then this guy, it was a geiris. Again, him actually, and this guy is zokven al b'milva. If the zokven al b'milva happened before the geiris, then the aloch is geiris hakeren, the goiva is a ribis, and you collect everything. Why? Because everything happened before the geiris. The imish and this guy is zokven al b'milva. If, however, the zokven al b'milva happened after this Nachri was Megayer. So then the halacha is Goyves HaKeren, the Yid's allowed to be Goyves the Keren, the Eino Goyves HaRibis, but the Yid is not going to be able to be Goyves the Ribis, because now you're being Goyves Ribis from a Yid. It's true, when you loaned him the money, he was a Goy, but right now he's a Yid. Because he's a Yid, it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi says that as it relates to that second case, Nachri Shalava Mois Meisro, when the Nachri is the Loiva, not the Malva, the Ribis, Ben Kach, Goyves HaKeren, the Goyves HaRibis. Then it doesn't matter, the halacha is, you're always going to be able to go over the ribbis. So it's true. Rabbi Yossi agrees with the distinction in the ratio when the Nachri is the Malva and then he's Megayer. But if the Nachri is the Loiva and he's Megayer, Ben Kach, the Loch is, the Yid is always going to be able to be Goyva the Karen and he's going to be Goyva the ribbis. Oh my Rav, I'm Rav Chiz, I'm Rav Huna. Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. We even passing like this Rabbi Yossi. That sounds like a little bit of a Kiddush. Oh my Rav, the Grav is in my time at the Rabbi Yossi. What's Takab Shana Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, Kideshul Yoimru, people shouldn't say, Bishful Ma'isam Nizgayerze. Because if the halacha is not going to be that way, people might say, do you want to know why this person was Megayer? He was Megayer because he had a big outstanding loan and he had a payment that he couldn't make. So he said, I have a perfect Eitzah. When I borrowed this money, so I was an oodle, it was mutter, this was something I was allowed to do. Let me be Megayer. Right, you also heard something about Gershon, this guy, Kukunchen, that might be throwing him for a loop. But the bottom line is, he said, perfect, like this, I'm going to get out of the situation. So the Teretz is, if you're a Nachri and you borrow money, you're Megayer, Zokvenol, or not Zokvenol, you can have the best lawyer in the world. At the end of the day, you're always going to have to pay. Halachik Rav Yossi. Why? Because we don't want people to ever be Moitzi Laz. Kadesh Lo Yoimru Bishvil Moisav, and this guy said, you realize you don't want to be Moitzi Laz on the Ger. That's what we're worried about. And Kadesh Lo Yoimruts. For that reason, this is the halach. Next Gemara is another classic. Tanu Rabbanon. Shtar Chikosa by Ribbis. A shtar that has Ribbis Gishribben in the shtar. So this is like Ribbis Ktsutsa. There's a shtar. The Ribbis is mentioned in the shtar. The Malva now wants to collect with the shtar. Says the Braisa, Koinsinoisai, we penalize the Malva, the Inner Gave Elias, Akam Elias Ribbis, and we don't allow him to collect, sign not the Karen, and sign not the Ribbis, Divre Rameh. Chacham, remember the Chacham, say, Gave the Karen, you can be Gave the Karen, the Inner Gave the Ribbis, you can't be Gave the Ribbis. I mean, the fact that you can't be Gave the Ribbis, that's obvious. At this point, I think we all know that. The Shaila and the discussion in this Braisa is, could you be Gave the Karen? Rameh says, Einer Gave Elias Akaren, Elias Ribbis, the Chachamim say, Gave as Akaren, you just can't be Gave the Ribbis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara, but Michael, what's the Machlik? Rameh says, Rameh holds, Kansinon Hetera, Mishom Misura. Meaning, really, the Issa should only be being Gave the Ribbis. Why then does Rameh say you can't be Gave the Karen? It's a Knas. Kansinon Hetera, Mishom Misura. And it makes a lot of sense. Meaning, basically, what we're telling the person is, this Shtar is worthless. It's Lotzara Pitzulchisa. The minute we allow this person to go and collect money with the shtar, so you're going to say, this you could collect, that you can't collect, that's way too dangerous. This is Rameyer's Knossis, Kiyudua, right? Halachic Rameyer in all his Knossis. But the point is, Rameyer says, Konsinon Hetera Mishum Yisura, and therefore we knock out this entire thing. Rabbanon Savi, the Rabbanon hold Loi Konsinon Hetera Mishum Yisura, the Rabbanon hold Loikon Sina Netera Mishum Yisura, and it's for that reason. Yeah, the Issa, the Ribbis, that you're not going to be able to collect. But as it relates to the Karen, there's no reason. It's Hatter. You could collect the Hatter. It's just the Ribbis. It's that part that you're not. Says the Matan Hasam Loink to the Mishnah over there. Shtari Choyv Hamuktamim Psu Tamu Chodin Ksheirim. So a Shtar Choyv that's Muktam is Pasul, and a Shtar Choyv that's Mu'ucher is Kasha. So what's a Shtar Choyv that's Muktam? This is a regular Shtar Choyv. Malva Loiva Shtar, but the date of the Shtar was predated, meaning they didn't date the Shtar when the loan occurred, but they predated it to some earlier time. So the halacha is Pasul. Shtar Mo'ocher is where the date was post-dated. There the halach is, it's going to be kosher. Now, why is it that a shtar choiv, that's muktam is possible? Because one of the benefits that you have when you're a malva b'shtar is that you can collect money not only from your loiva, but you can collect from the nechasim mishubadim as well. If you're going to have a shtar that was predated, you'll have the ability to collect even from lekuchos that predated the loan, and that's not okay. And the reason that's not okay is because the whole svar of why you can collect from the lekuchos is because when somebody buys a field from somebody, he knows that there's a possibility that that field may be taken away from him someday. Why does he know that? Because assuming that the loan was done with a shtar, which is the only time you could be goyver from the lekuchos, there'd be Aden, there'd be a cipher, there'd be a coil, there's rumors, people are talking about it, and as a result, so it's buyer beware. You know there's a good chance that this is something that may haunt you, so you want to take achrayas, etc., etc. But if you're going to predate a shtar, so now you're going to end up being goyver from lekuchos, based on the date of the shtar, where the lekuchos had no way to protect themselves, because when they purchased this property, there was no coil, because it was before the loan. As a result, a shtar choyv that's muktam as possible, the ocher only helps the lekuchos, and as a result, that's going to be kosher. But the Gemara asks, muktam mamai psulim, the lashon of shtar choyv hamuktam psulim sounds like what? Puzzle, puzzle, puzzle. The whole shtar is puzzle. Take the shtar and shred it. You can't do any of it. Freit the Gemara, why? Nehid alagavim isman rishon. I understand you can't go back to this man rishon. Abin nigmum isman sheni. Why can't you alkopanim be goyver from this man sheni? Meaning, find out when the shtar was actually written, and from that day, or when the loan was actually issued, and from then alkopanim you'd be able to collect. So why is it categorically possible? So the Gemara says, and this is why we're talking about this, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, b'machloikis shnuya, you're right. That Mishnah's tolling a machloikis, which machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Rav Meir, and it's going according to Rav Meir. Just like Rav Meir holds shtar sheyesh bei ribis, not only can't you be goyver the ribis, but you can't be goyver the keren either, why not? Katsina teira mishum yisura, so too over there. Once we say that you can't take from the earlier dates, and you can't take from the later date either. This is Rameh's sheet. Rameh says, I don't like to get rid of the shtar. I don't want to see the shtar. That's Rameh's point. And just like he said it in the gate, the shtar sheesh by ribis, he said it here as of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, I feel the tamer, Rabbanan Kubi, this is true even according to the Rabbanan, Xerish, Shami Yigma, Mizman Rishon. Rabbi Yechanan says, the Rabbanan are maskin that sometimes a shtar that's like an uncomfortable shtar should be discarded. You should put it into the Gneza. We get that. They grab the hold. Karen and Ribbis, everyone knows the difference. The principle is the principle. The Ribbis is the Ribbis. Everyone knows Ribbis is Asa. Principle is Mutter. And as a result, I'm not worried over there. Over here, we have two Zmanim. I know this man, that's man. This is already a little bit more confusing. And as a result, says Rabbi Yechanan, I don't know that you have to say the Mishnah over there is going dafka, libid rameh, could be the chachamim would be moida. Why would the chachamim not koinis here? Because they felt over here you don't have to be koinis. But over there, just the etzim gzeira is a little more prevalent there than it is here. And it's for that reason we're not goyva. Now, another ayin related raid bites, but there's a very, very, very long toisvus here on daf ayin bezam at aleph. And one of the kashas that toisvus talks about is you have a machlikis rameh and the chachamim, shtar sheyesh bei ribis. If you can be goyva the karen, you can't be goyva the karen. Freak toisvus. L'chur, this whole conversation should be dead on arrival. Why? Because shtar sheyesh bei ribis, you're going to collect based on the fact that there are edim. Edim on a shtar sheyesh bei ribis are rishoim. Because we know that not only are you not allowed to be malva b'ribis, can't be loiva b'ribis, can't be a soifer for ribis, you can't be a witness to a loan that involves ribis, you can't even be an arev on ribis, and if that's the case, Frank Toisvis, so it comes out to Edim that's signed on the shtar sheyesh bei ribis, zenendach Edim, psulim, they're rishon. They're rishon, they're postulates, the whole shtar should be dead and rough. Now it's told in Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, mumur oichel neveilas lahachas, koshleides, postulates, we pass like Abaye, that every rush in the world, if you violate, it doesn't matter what the iser is, it could be the iser shatnez, it could be this, it doesn't matter what it is. Daloch is, you always postulates. So if you're always postulates, freaked, toisfes, one of the most famous toisfes in Shas, that I don't understand, this whole sugi of shtar sheyesh by ribis, if you could be goyve the Karen, you can't be goyve the Karen, it's dead on arrival, there's no agent. Because the Edim are Edim Sulam. Taisva says, could be the shtar over here was not a shtar sheish by Ribbis de Raisa, maybe it was only Ribbis de Rabbanon, maybe the Edim are not possible by Ribbis de Rabbanon. Taisva has another suggestion, based on a Gemara in the beginning above the Metziah, Dafheim and Beis, where the Gemara said, Loi sachmoid le inchi but loi dmei mashma. And that is, although if someone's a Rashi becomes Pasal Edis, this is a very, very fascinating idea. The only time you become Pasal Edis is if You think that what you're doing is something really bad. But there are certain Isurim that, although if you open up certain Svarim, you'll see they're very, 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 very chomer, but Lamaisa, the Olam, for whatever reason, doesn't consider it to be so chomer. And if that's the case, if you violate an Isur like this, so it could be that wouldn't even make you possible Eidus. Meaning, let me just say it a little bit better, it's not a Musa de Gevart, this is a Halachic Gevart. If you do something that people don't think is Asur, then it could be you don't become possible Eidus. Right? The Gemara said, Le'sachmoid, Le'inchi, B'deloid Me'mashma. If a person gives money for something and he's chayim, what did I do? Okay, I forced the guy to sell something. I don't think I was over Le'sachmoid. So that wouldn't make you possible Le'shvua. It wouldn't make you possible Eidus. So there's an idea that, yeah, people know you're not allowed to be Malva Beribis, it can't be Loiva Beribis. But if I just ate in a bet and I'm just a witness, so maybe it was something that people didn't think was Aser, and people didn't think it was Aser, it wouldn't make you possible Eidus. Either way, there's a Ktsois that says a whole nother Mahalach, I'm Bereidites. Either way, Zokta Gemara. Ahu Gavra, Demashchin Le Pardes Alechavis. This is a classic Bava Metzia story. There was a person that gave his friend a Pardes as a Mashkin. So, somebody borrowed money from somebody, the lender wanted a Mashkin. He said, no problem, I have a pardes, I have a vineyard, I have a garden. He says, you can have my garden, and that's going to be the mashkin. Achol klashni, this lender was sitting on this property for 3 years, and at the end of the 3 years, he heard that the borrower, meaning the owner of this pardes, wanted to sell the pardes. So the lender comes over to the borrower, and he tells him, I'd like to buy it. I would like to not sell it to you. Amalais, he says, listen, I hear. But if you sell to me, then it's good. But if not, I'm going to hide the shtar mashkanta. And I'm going to say, that I bought it from you. I've been living here for 3 years. You were never moichi, you never protested saying that it's your field. Why? Because it was understood that you're sitting on my mashkin. Okay. I, after 3 years, have a cheska skimel shana. So that although I don't have a shtar anywhere that says that you gave it to me or you sold it to me, I don't need a shtar. That's Cheskas Abatim 101. So if you don't sell it to me, I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to keep it. See, he threatened him. He says, listen, if you want to play nice, let's play nice. Ibiz obviously Nahali Mutav, right? Mutav now already smiling as a shiny mensch. It's Mutav, everything is good. Now all of a sudden his facial expressions change. The Eloi, and if not, Kavishnu al Shtar Mashkanta. I'm letting you know, I'm going to hide the Shtar Mashkanta. I'm the one that has the Shtar Mashkanta. You don't. I have it, right? I'm the one that has the Shtar Choyv. I have the Shtar Mashkanta. I'm going to put it away, and I'm going to claim that this is mine, and I bought it from you, and I'm going to be able to keep it. No, so this loiver heard, he says, you know, let me get back to you. But apparently he was this person was also a shtickel chevreman, so he consulted with his chevre, and what he did was the following. He took this paradise, and he was magnet to his own son. And then he went back, he says, you know, I thought about it, no problem, I'm going to sell it to you. No issues. So he sits down, there's a mechiri, he gives him money, mamish kesef, mole, oivel asoicher, and there's a whole closing, l'chaim, and everything is great. Now, it turned out that what he sold him wasn't his, because he had been maknet to b'nai katan. Now, what happened? What happened was, all of a sudden, there's a court case, right? The person says, okay, where's my field? He says, oh, you know, I forgot to mention to you, before I sold it to you, I gave it to my katan. And as a result, And the guy starts screaming. He says, what do you mean? What's going on? He says, I'm sorry. I gave it to my child. I had no right to sell it to you. Now, in the meantime, the person says, okay, then give me my money back. So he said, you want... So that's where this whole thing started becoming a little bit of an issue. So the Gemara says like this. Zvini vadilei havi zvini. Right? That's pasha. The mechira is not a mechira. Why is it not a mechira? Because it wasn't his. He gave it to his b'nai katan. What's the shaila? The shaila is when this Malva now tries to get his money back, the money that he gave his loiva to buy the mashkanta from him. Is it kemilva b'shtar damu v'goyvim v'nechasim mishubadim? Would he be able to go to the nechasim mishubadim of the loiva, of the person that sold it to him? Or do we view it as a milva ped and he won't be able to be goyvim from the nechasim mishubadim? The shayla is a fascinating shayla. Ordinarily, if somebody buys something from somebody, and there's a shtar. And then it turns out that the buyer has to go to collect, for whatever reason, from the person that sold it to him. So the halach is it could be goyven not only from his nechassim, but it could be goyven from his nechassim v'shabadim as well. If there's a shtar that gives you the rights to go to the nechassim v'shabadim, based on that, you would make the argument that this person who bought this mashganta can go to the nechassim v'shabadim of the person that sold it to him. But it's not so posh. You know why? Because the mechir was never really mechir. The whole thing was a scam. It was one big sham transaction. And if that's the case, it's very nice there was a shtar, but the shtar wasn't a real shtar. So the shtar was like this. When there's a mechira with a shtar, oh, but the shtar is a sham, do you have the schusim now to go get from the nechassim mishubadim, or you better just hire a good lawyer? But the bottom line is, you don't even have the schus to go to the nechassim mishubadim, because at the end of the day, there was no real mechira with a shtar. When there's a mechira with a shtar, you have schusim of mishubadim. But over here, there was... It was a mechira with a shtar, but it wasn't a real mechira. He sold something that didn't belong to him. So that's the question. The question is, could you be goyer from the nechassim mishubadim? Cannot be goyer from the nechassim mishubadim. Fascinating shaila. When there's a shtar, you could. But maybe it has to be rooted in a real transaction. But if it's not rooted in a real transaction, maybe that's something you shouldn't be able to do. So really, from here until where our daf is going to end, which is the Mishnah, daf ayin beis amud beis, the Gemara is going to be exploring this question. The Gemara at the end is going to seem to have a very obvious sushtal to this, so hold the thoughts. But the bottom line is, this is the shaila. The shaila is, if somebody sells something to somebody, be'achrayis, if there's a shtar, the halachas, you can always go and you can collect from the lekuchas. The question is, if it was a sham transaction, if the mechira was never a mechira, could I still go to the lekuchas, or it has to be rooted in a real mechira? If the mechira wasn't a mechira, so you don't have the schus of being able to be tired from the lekuchas. So Amr Abaya, so Abaya said, v'lav haynu de Rav Asi. Is this not a tzushel to Rav Asi? Now, Rabbi's tzushel to Rav Asi is a little bit of a hard tzushel. I'm Rashi, I'm Beritva, I'm Berishoinim, that grapple to understand it a little bit, but we'll do what we do. So Rabbi's muskel rishon was, I mean, this is a tzushel to Rav Asi. I'm Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, so we know that halach is that in order for somebody to collect on a loan, even if he has a shtar, you have to be mekayim the shtaris. Kim shtaris, then the rabbanon. But the halach is, you have to be mekayim the shtar. The question is, what happens if the loiva is moida, that the shtar is a legitimate shtar? Does the malva still have to be mekayim the shtar, or does he not have to be mekayim the shtar? In other words, the loiva was moida that the shtar is a good shtar, but he said afterwards, I paid it up. Right, obviously. That's what happened. So the question is does the malva now need kim shtaris or not? On the one hand, why are you doing kim shtaris to verify it's a good shtar? The loiva was just moida that it's a good shtar. He's believed to say it's a good shtar. He's not believed to say that he paid. You have no manas to say paraiti. So based on that, you would say, ain't tzarech l'kaymoy. Or maybe no. Why? Because being that you're believing the loiva to say that the shtar is a good shtar, he has a pesha also pesha hitter, and therefore you'd have to believe him to say paraiti. And if you don't want to believe him to say paraiti, well then you can't believe him that the shtar is a good shtar. Thus, moed b'shtar shakosfu would be tzarech l'kaim. But either way, Rav Asi shita is, moed b'shtar shakosfu ain't tzarech l'kaim. It's really machlikis tanon. But the Gemara says, "Moed v'shtar shakosv ainu tzarich lekaymoy v'goyva min nechassim mishubadim." Is the punchline, but not just that. You can be goyva from the nechassim mishubadim. What's the kasha? The kasha is that this shtar right now that you're using to be goyva from the nechassim mishubadim is a shtar that doesn't have kiyum shtaris. So you see that you can take a shtar that doesn't have kiyum shtaris, and you can be good from the chasim mishubadim. So even though this shtar is chaser, it's not a perfect shtar, it's still, you see, you can be goyver from the nechassim mishubadim. So maybe so too, a shtar that was a sham shtar, you should be able to be goyver from the nechassim mishubadim. So the lekeach should be in the malva in our story, should be able to take that shtar and be goyver from the nechassim mishubadim. Again, why is this a little bit of a hard gemara? That's intuitive. If you take a look at Rashi, the second line, on the top of the Amid, Rashi seems to add a little bit of a knetch. Ayin shah. But either way, high level, that's the Gemara's kasha. Amalei Rava. But Rava told him, meet dummy. He says, what's the tzushtel? Hasam, meet in likasit. Hachaloi, meet in likasit. Over there, there's shtar, a real shtar. Gradi, he didn't have kim shtaris. No, maidim shtar shakas. Tzarech, ain't tzarech, agan samaisa. But the bottom line is, the shtar is a real shtar. This is a scam. The whole shtar is not a real shtar. It looks like a shtar. It smells like a shtar. But it's not a shtar. So over here, it's a whole different shayla. So the Gemara says, yes, Neima said over this exchange, the exchange between Abaye and Rava. Again, the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, and the story of whether a sham star, you could be Goiva, you can't be Goiva. Abaye tells the Sutta Maidab Shasha Kosvein Tarach Lakaim, we got Minachasim Shubadim. Rava Snen Midomi Hasim, meeting Likasim, Hacha, Loy meeting Likasim. So Marema said over this halacha, Ravina was sitting there. I'm away, Ravina Lamarema. So Ravina told Marema, he says, if you're going to tell me there's a Psanu Svara, Hasim, meeting Likasim, Hacha, Loy meeting Likasim. Let me ask you the following question. We had the halacha, and that's why we're talking about this now. Shtarei choiv hamukdamim. The halacha is psulim. Gemara's kasha was why psulim? You don't want to be goyver from this man mukdim, but from the time alone or this man achron, you should be able to be goyver. And the Gemara had two terutz. Rish Lakish said, but machloik is shnuya. It's going according to a mayor who holds shtashi esh be ribis. Ain't goyver loyas akaren veloyas ribis. Okay, so. That's why it's out. Rabbi Yechon said no. Rabbi Yechon said that even according to the Chum and Dad over there weren't guys. So here they were. Gzneir Hashem and Yigva Mizman Rishon. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why did he have to say Shem and Yigva Mizman Rishon? Nemo, what he should have said was Loi Nitan Likasim. Why did Rabbi Yochanan, and really it's a Kasha and Rish Lakish as well, why did the Amiroim even entertain this whole Kasha? Why didn't they say more Pasha? They should have said that this whole star was Loi Nitein Likasev. And being that it was Loi Nitein Likasev, so based on that, the whole star shouldn't be a star, and that's why you shouldn't be able to be good. Now, what does it mean that it was Loi Nitein Likasev? It was Loi Nitein Likasev the way it was written. You wrote it with the wrong zman. So if you write a star with the wrong zman, that makes it Loi Nitein Likasev. So based on that, it should be a problem. I mean, if you're telling me that pshat in Yena Maisa Shaya Kachaya, over there you can't be goyver from the Rechasim Shabbatim, why not? Because the star was Loi Nitein Likasev. This was also Loi Nitein Likasev. Now it's very different, right? Which the Gemara is going to say in 1 second. But that was Ravina's original kasha. Amalei, some Remer told him, Hachi Hash, that's not a tzushtal. Hasam over there, in the case of Shtari Chayva Mukdamim, Nehi, the Loi Nitein Likasev is man Rishoy. Even though it's true, it wasn't Nitein Likasev the way it was written. Avon Nitein Likasev is man Cheney. But from this man Cheney was Nitein Likasev. Hach, over here, Loi Nitein Likasev, Klal. Over here, the whole transaction never happened. It was Loi Yadvar Meyoylam. And if that's the case, it was Loi Nitein Likasev. That's why we're entertaining the possibility that maybe you can't be good in the Chasim Shabbatim. Where it's Nitein Likasev, it just wasn't written in the proper way. Over there, it's going to be the Gemara says, Ela Hadatanya. I think I have another tzushtel. And that is, Shvach Karkois Ketzad. And this too was a Gemara in the end of the first parak of Bava Metzia, end of Shnayim Mechzav. So the Mishnah, the Brice over there says, what's the Halacha Shvach Karkois? If somebody steals a field from his friend, and this stolen field he sold to somebody else, and now the lekeach menagazel went and he was mashpiach the field, and then the nigzal, the original nigzal, went to this lekeach and he took the field away from him. Now the lekeach goes to the moicher, who's the gazlin, and he says, give me back everything. Kish, who goiva, when he's goiva. So, the halach is goiva, sakerim, minachasim, mishubadim. Vishvach, goiva, minachasim, mishbnechayim. You can be goiva, the keren, what you paid, even from the mishubadim of your moicher, the gazlin. But the shvach, that you'll only be able to be goiva. And that's shvach kukos. Right? Shvach kukos comes from a Mishnah in Perakan Azokin. Mibnei Tikkun Oilam, they said that when you're goiva, you can only be goiva, the keren from the nechasa mishubadim. But the shvach and the peiris, that you won't be able to be goiva from the nechasa mishubadim. But what's the Gemara's kasha? This is like a direct hit, right? This is a perfect tzushta. This is what I meant when I said earlier, you will see at the end of the sugya, there's such an obvious sushta. Because really, all cases of mekach u'memker, b'achrayis, is a situation where somebody sold something they had no right to sell. So if you sold something that you had no right to sell, and still the halacha is, I can go take not just from you, but from your nechasim and shubadim as well, so it's mefurish, right? It's so obvious. But al-kabarim, this is the b'raisa that makes this obvious, which is why we know this. It comes up a lot. It's always hard, but it always comes up. But what's the cash? The cash is name, and why don't we say, loy nitein likasev, this whole transaction was not a real transaction. Action, right? This is Clark. Somebody stole a field and he sold it. What's the halacha? If I now find out that I bought a stolen field, I can collect the keren from the nechasim mishu badin, and I can collect the bnei chayrin from the person himself. But the point is that I'm working with the shtar. I'm allowed to use the shtar. The kasha is, if this whole transaction was never supposed to happen, how am I allowed to be goyver with the shtar? So here already the Gemara says a subtle chilek. And really, this brings the whole Iboya to life. And that is, hachi hashta, hasam over there, ilamanda amar. Now, we don't have to really go into who these man, the Amr Mar, Ayin, the end of Shnayim Moichsen. But the Gemara over there had a man, the Amr, that said, Nichalei Delei Nekarya Gazlan, that after a person steals a field and he sells it, that person's going to try very hard to buy the rights to the field that he just sold. Meaning, he sold it when he didn't have a right to sell it. But afterwards, he's going to be in the market to try to get it. And the reason is because he doesn't want to get caught and then be known as a gossip. Ilamandama, there was another mandama that said the same thing, but he phrased it a little bit differently. Nichale delekim behemnuse. Meaning, it's not so much that he doesn't want to be known as a goslin, but he wants to keep his trust. Ayin sham, what the differences are. But the bottom line is, in the classic case of someone that steals a field and he sells it, there's a svara that after the person sells the stolen field, he's going to try to somehow get the rights to the field that he didn't have the right to sell, which will then make the shtar a real shtar. So that although at the time that the shtar was issued, it wasn't a real shtar, but the das of the seller was that it will become a real shtar. And it's based on that, that the shtar is effective and it has the ability. But hoch over here, in this case, this person never had any intentions of making the shtar a real shtar, just the opposite. Lavrucha minei kamechavet. The whole purpose, his whole objective, what was his l'shem yichid? I wanted to get out of the whole situation. You think you're going to pull one on me? Guess what? I'm going to pull one back on you. The idea was that the mechir shouldn't be mechir. He's never going to go to his son and say, tell me, my son, you know, I gave it to you, I sold it to you. Okay, he sold it to his Ben Cotton. You know, I sold it to his Ben Cotton. Now, it could be he only had a Ben Cotton, but it's also possible because a cotton could be kind of a dasacheres machdim, it can't be machdim. Once you sell it to your Ben Cotton, right, that's in of Dawud Minim fame. Once you give it to him, you're done, right? You can't get it back. It wasn't matan of an aslachse, it was matan of shloim an aslachse. Right, that's what happened over here. But the point is, it's labruche, so shtarim mekayim le bitmi as a grashi. What, you think he's going to try to get the shtar back? He's not going to try to get the shtar back. And that's why the Gemara has it said that maybe the shtar shouldn't be a shtar. So really, at first glance, or at the end of the sugya, the holy shayla of the Gemara, where somebody sells something and it wasn't a real mechira. So, does the lekeach have schusem to be geiver from the mishubadim or not? What was the tzad not? Because if the transaction wasn't real, you shouldn't have to. Really, after further review, that's Talmud Bavli 101. Right? That's the sugyas of Imperik HaNezokin, the sugyas in Meitav and Bavakama, the sugyas in the end of Shlaim Boichsen, right? These sugyas come up a lot. Big, heavy, intense, dense sugyas. So what do you mean? Of course, that's always what's going on. No. Because over there, when the guy sells it, the minute he sells it, he's working and trying to angle, find a way for it to be real. So that gives the shtar, again, Lomdus, you have to know how this works, but in Svar al-Kapanim, it gives the shtar some credibility, gives it some fees. And as a result, could be that shtar, you could be going from the Meshubadim. It's not mamish dead on arrival, that shtar. In this unique case, it was mamish dead on arrival, and that's why over here was the shayla. So again, the shayla, when we presented al-Khatkhilo, was very high level. It's not as high level, it's more of a specific, it's more of a nuanced shayla. Either way, this concludes the daf portion of today's daf. So as it relates to Reid, just one ha'ara. And that is, so the beginning of today's daf, and really a good part of yesterday's daf, discussed the halacha of ribbis with an oivet kechavim. And really, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, l'anachri tashach, mefurish, that although there's an isser ribbis, the isser ribbis is only with a yid, but as it relates to a nachri, there's no iser to be malveh beribbis. The Shulchan Aruch, the very beginning of Hilchas Ribbis, it's the second seif. It's Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Snif Beis. It says, Meshumid mutal alvoise beribbis. You're allowed to be malveh beribbis to a meshumid. For usur, however, lilvoise be men of beribbis. But you're not allowed to borrow with ribbis from a meshumid. The Yesh Machmirim says the Rambam, there are those that are machmer af b'mumer lahalvoisa. There are people that are machmer not only not to borrow with ribbis from a meshumid, but also not to lend to him. The toiv lahachmer im efshel liyishami mimenu. And the Rambam says it's a good thing to be machmer if there's an etzah, not have to engage in this inyan. That would be the proper and that would be the appropriate thing to do. But the Shulchan Aruch says meshumid muter lahalvoisa beribbis. You're allowed to be malva beribbis to Meshumid. The question is why? What's the difference between a Meshumid and a regular yid? Meaning, a Meshumid is someone that's maybe Oved Avodah Zarah, he's a Mummer, Chal Shabbos Befer Hesia, whatever definition you want to give him. But he's a yid that doesn't fear Zach like a yid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutal Lahavoysai Peribis. The question is why? And really, in order to appreciate the question of why, the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, says as follows: Chati Yisrael. So Chati Yisrael is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph. It's talking about after Achan, he violated, he did like the first big aveir when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, and Yishmua ben Nun said, Chata Yisrael. Amr Abba Bar Zavda. So Abba Bar Zavda said, Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael, who you see from here, that even a person that does an aveir, and even someone that does, mamish the worst aveir in the world, Achan was given Mises Bezdin, but still, the Pasuk referred to him as Yisrael, because Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael. So you see from here that you could be a Meshumid, you could be a Mummer, you could be Oved Avodah Zarah, you could be Mechal Shabbos, you could do everything. But at the end of the day, you don't lose your title Yisrael. Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael. Just to bring out this point, the Rambam in his Igeres Teiman, so he has one line that's not Shaykh. He says, quote, Shehatayra Hazois, Umisha. A person that's a Yid, he has no way of getting out of Torah mitzvahs. A person's going to be punished for every mitzvah that he's mevatel min atzivuyim. Kolayma mi mitzvahs haseh. Megam yeyonish al kol ma sheyavrim mi mitzvahs lois haseh. V'loyal al adas. A person shouldn't think should be yosei oisa chamurois that if a person does that there is chamurois shlo yonish al akalois kidei sheyafker atzmulahem. A person shouldn't think that there's like a kamle by the Rambam in it. That if he's over on the Averis Chamurois, he won't be punished for the Kalis. Avil, says the Rambam. You Yerovim ben Avad Shchikat Somois. Yeyonish alo agolim shechoto ben dehichti es Yisrael. Ukamoy ken yeyonish al shebitul mitzvah sukkah basukkahs. Vezehu ha ikir yisoid mi yisoidi atoyra vados limdu vilamdu vasu hekish olav. There's no such thing. A person has no way in the world to get out of Torah mitzvahs. Even Yerovim ben Avad, who's choyti umach, with the Indian of Avodah Zarah, of Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael. When Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael comes with an invoice, I mean, it's the biggest chos in the world, but it also means you have to keep Torah mitzvah, Zok the Rambam. And after 120, you'll be punished for the chamuris that he did, but also for the kalis that he did. And the Rambam is so taken aback by this yisoid, v'zeho ikir, yisoid me yisoidi ator v'hadas, limdu, learn it, Vilamdu, teach it, Vasu hekish olav. And ting l'chokhan v'yechomai. But Al-Kopanim, the Indian is, that doesn't matter what or how far a yid steeps. At the end of the day, Amrab Abba Bar Zavda, Afal Pishe Chati Yisrael. A yid is always a yid, is always a yid. So if that's the case, what's Pashab Shah? Meshumet mutal avoyse v'ribis. Why is it mutal to be malvi ribis with a meshumet? So if you tell me because he lost his chos of being a yid, oh, now he's lanachri sashech. That would make a lot of sense. But Afal Pishachati Yisrael, the Rambam says he can't get out. So if that's the case, what's Pashab Shan in the Salah? So if you take a look in the Rishonim, there's two mahach. The Ramban says that the reason that it's mutter to be malva beribis to a meshumid is because although a meshumid is a Yisrael, Afal Pishachati Yisrael, who? But he's lav bichlal ochicha. And the Ramban says that if you take a look at the way the Torah describes the yid in the parish of Ribbis, the Torah always describes the yid as being your brother. Right in the beginning of the parasha, in Parashas Bahar, it says, v'chiyomuch ochicha, umata yadoi imach, v'chzakta boy, ger v'toysha v'chai imach, al tikach mi'itoi neshach v'sarbis, v'yoreisa me'eloi kecho, v'chei ochicha imach. In Parshas Kitzeitzei, lo yisashich le'ochicha, neshach kesef, neshach oichel, neshach kol davar ashiyishach, lanochri sashich, ulochicha lo yisashich, l'man yivarecha Hashem alikecha b'chol mishach yotch, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, says the Ramban, the Torah, when it talks about the Isser Ribbis, the Torah says, don't be malva beribbis to who? Lo'ochicha, to your brother. So says the Ramban, it's true, afal pishachot Yisrael, but ochicha he's not. You lose the schus of being ochicha. And being that you lose the schus of being ochicha, says the Ramban, that's why it's mutter to be malva beribbis to a meshumet. The tour, when he brings this halacha, in the beginning of Hilchas Ribbis and Simen Kuf Nun Tes, so the Rambam says, the tour says like this, meshumet shekofa be'ikir, mutter lahavoyse beribbis, kivan she'ein anu mitzuvin lahachyoyse. And the reason is because we're not mitzvah lachiyosei. What does the Torah mean? It means there's a Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that if somebody sees a meshumet, obviously don't try this at home, but there's an idea of meiridin ve'einon ma'ilin. If you find his aveda, not mechuyev to return his aveda. So although a yid is obligated to be mechaya another yid, involves a lot of things. But when it comes to a mishumid, ein mitzuvin lachyoisa. So says the Torah, you want to know why it is that the halacha is that you're allowed to be malva beribis to a mishumid. It's because what's the yisoid of the isaribis? The yisoid of the isaribis is like the pasuk says, v'chei achicha imach. Ayin, the beginning of Ezeu, Nashik, Taf, Samach, Bezeu, Manalf. That is what underpins the entire Isaribis. It's not a Chayshon Mishpat, it's a Yerid Day. It's the Bechin of the Chayo Chicho Yimach. So being that there's no Chiyav to be Mechaya, a Meshubin, so it doesn't make sense. It should be the Chayo Chicho Yimach. So we have two Mahalchim, why it's Mutal Lahalvitz, Beribis, to a Meshubin. They sound similar, but they're very, very different. The Ramban says the reason it's Mutal to be Malva, Beribis, to a Meshubin is because he's not a Chicho. And the criteria for the Isaribis is not being a Yisrael, it's being an Ochicha. He's not Ochicha. So if he's not Ochicha, so there's going to be no Isser. The Torah says that the reason is not because he's not. He is Ochicha. It's but because the Isaribis is V'chei Ochicha Yimach. It's based on the fact that Atom Etzuvah Lach Yoysoy, and being that a Meshumet, yeah, Atom Etzuvah Lach Yoysoy, so it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. Rav Kiveger in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch says that there are two Nafke Minas LaHalacha that will come out between the Ramban's reason and the Torah's reason. We'll mention one. And that is, Shulchan Aruch says that although it's mutter to be malva beribis to a meshumid, but it's also to be loiva beribis from a meshumid. So you can't be malva to a meshumid, but you can be malva to a meshumid, but you're not allowed to be loiva beribis from a meshumid. The question is, why not? What's the difference between being malva beribis or being loiva to a beribis? So says Rav Kiveger, according to the Torah, it's pasha. The whole yisoid of why you're allowed to be malva beribis to a meshumid is because the issa to be malva beribis is based on the chei achicha imach. So if it's based on the chei achicha imach, you're not mitzvah lachyoy, so therefore you can be malva beribis. That's true for being malva beribis. But being loiva beribis, that issa, the iraisa that the Torah says is true not only for the malva, it's true for the loiva as well. Don't borrow beribis. That's not based on the chei achicha imach adarab. You're giving him a shein of parnosa if you're going to give him ribis. But the Torah says that's also not something you're allowed to do. That has nothing to do with being mitzvah lachyoisoy. Based on that, it's poshet that it's going to be yasser based on the ikar isser. According to the Ramban, says Rav Kiveger, that the reason you're allowed to be malva beribis to a meshumid is based on the fact that he's not ochicha. Well, just like the criteria for the isser of being malva beribis is ochicha, the criteria of being loiva beribis is also achicha. The Torah says achicha saib benegay the isa malva saib benegay the isa loiva. Why then, says Rabbi Kiveger, with the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that it's also to be loiva beribis from a meshumid? So Rabbi Kiveger says you have to say it's because the meshumid himself, he has an isa. He's not allowed to lend beribis to you. You're allowed to lend beribis to him. He's not allowed to lend to you. So if you're going to borrow beribis from the meshumid, so it's going to come out that you're being over lifnei ivel oisita michshol, and being that it's going to come out that you're being over the iser lifnei ivel oisita michshol, so it's based on that, it's going to be a problem. Incidentally, you have to work out, and the Ramban himself works out, that if the meshumid has an iser to be malva beribis, you just don't have an iser to be malva behim. Ad kidei kach. Rav Kiveger says that according to Ramban, the reason you can't be loiver from a meshumid is not because you have an isser be'etzin. It's mikos lifnei iver. Then how are you allowed to be malva beribis to a meshumid? L'chayr, you're being over lifnei iver by allowing the meshumid to borrow from you. So ayin b'Ramban, Ramban asks this kash and Ramban talks this through. Ayin shom, it's geshmak. But the bottom line is what emerges is two mahalchim in terms of understanding this halach and shulchan aruch. He's allowed to be malva beribis to a meshumid. The question is why? The Ramban says because he's la b'chal achicha. The Torah says he is achicha, but he's la b'chal v'chei achicha imach. The yisoid of this is based on v'chei achicha imach, and iyat metzuvah lachyoisay, and if iyat metzuvah lachyoisay, so it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. In other words, b'milam acherim, we have a machloikis rishonim. We have a machloikis between the Ramban and the Torah, whether or not a mummer is considered achicha. Wherever it says achicha in the Torah, is a mummer included or is a mummer not included? The Ramban seems to say no, and that's why mutal ahavas beribis to a mummer. The Torah says no, avadi is achicha. Ribis is unique. V'chei achicha imach, and being that iyat matzuv alach yoisa, it's not going to be a problem. Demis is that the Ramah brought a Yesh Machmirim. Right? The Ramah said, the Yesh Machmirim, there are those that hold that it's usher even to be malva to a mummer. Those Yesh Machmirim is Shitas HaRishoyim. There's Rishonim that said, incidentally, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi in a Tshuva, the Maram Rotenberg in a Tshuva, right, this was a real Shaila, Kemuvin, that came up and comes up out of Yom HaZeh, that the Gedolei HaMatshivan at the time, or the Gedolei of the Bali Tosfos and the Gedolei Rishonim were very busy with. But the bottom line is, there were Yesh Machmir. What's the Yesod of the Yesh Machmir? The Yesod of the Yesh Machmirim, and Ayin Bebir Agro is, that the Yesh Machmirim obviously don't hold Sainat of the Ramban's reason, and Sainat of the Torah's reason, but Hamir Zichanat of the Ramban's reason. And that is, the Yesh Machmirim, those Rishonim, certainly are going to hold that a Mummer, a Meshumit, is considered a Chicha. In other words, we have a major, this is massive, a major, major Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not a Mummer is considered a Chicha, or he's not considered a Chicha. The Ramban says Mefurish is not Bechlal a Chicha, and that's why you're allowed to be malbe ribbis to a mummer. But the Torah, who says you're allowed to be malbe ribbis, gave a whole other reason. And the Yesh Machmirim, which is Shitas HaRishayinim, holds that it's awesome. So obviously, they hold that a mummer is b'chal l'chicha. So you have a major shayla, is a mummer l'chicha, not l'chicha. And you want to know how many sugyas this is negeya? I'm start mishing. Go through the Torah, and you'll see how many mitzvahs in the Torah seem to be predicated on a chicha. Right, some of the most famous ones, Ayibum, right, the Shitas Aga'oinim, that the Mordechai brings in Perek HaChoylitz, with the Avni Meluim, the Chesav Soif, and the Tshuva, Dvar Matiki, but this is something that comes up in a lot. And you go through Tshuvas from Moshe and Gedolei Yisrael. They were very busy in this battleground here. But the bottom line is a mummer considered a chicha, or it's not considered a chicha? It's Machoikis Rishonim, and the Machoikis Rishonim comes from our daf. It comes mamish from, really, the first part of today's daf, which was yesterday's daf Ayin Aleph, from the Sechtes Bav Metzir. That's where the Ramban is. That's where all this is happening. Whether or not it's mutter to be malva beribis to a mummer, and assuming it's mutter, is the reason because he's not bechlal a chicha, or whether he's not bechlal. So I'll tell you the truth. I just had one ha'ara. Just one ha'ara. And that is, the Rambam in Perik Yud, Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. So the Rambam says as follows, Kol Yisrael v'hanilvin aleihem ka'achim he. All Yidden are brothers. Shenemar, bonim atem la'ashem alokeichem. Em lo yirachim ha'och, al'ochiv, mi yirachim ha'och. This is part of the Rambam's Musar Shmuz. We once mentioned that the Ramban, in the beginning of his Drosha on Koheles. So he quotes this Rambam. He says, even though the Rambam was not somebody that was Mefazer, right? You remember that? He says, even though he wasn't Mefazer, but Afal Pikein, when it came to Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, he was Mefazer very much. And the Shoyl, in one of the tshuvas that we spoke out, thought that what the Ramban was trying to say is that the Rambam wasn't about tzedaka. And even though he wasn't about tzedaka, but he wrote so much about the importance of giving tzedaka, we know the Rambam was a huge about tzedaka, Dvarim Atikim. But al-Kaponim, it's in this Rambam here, Perek Yud Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, where the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael, all Yidin, v'hanilva aleihem, ka'achim heim, shenemar, bonim, atem, la'ashem alikeichem. The Rambam seems to give a reason why it is that the Torah refers to two Jews as being brothers, even though biologically, you'd have to go back a very, very long time to find any connection. The reason is because the Torah says, Banim Atem L'Hashem Alekeichem. And if two Jews are both sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, they have to be brothers. Right? What makes two people brothers? The fact that they share a common parent. If all Yidden are Banim L'Hashem Alekeichem, then by definition, that would mean that Yidden have to be brothers. So Mefurish Rambam, if that's the case, I don't think it's rochik to say that really this shaila of whether or not two yidden, where one of the yidden is a mummer, should be considered an ach or not be considered an ach, should be told in the machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara that's in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav and Bava Basra Daf Yud. The Gemara says Banim Atem Lashem Alekeich. Bisman Shatem Noeg and Minig Banim Atem Kriyim Banim. Ein Atem Noeg and Minig Banim. Ein Atem Kriyim Banim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Roimer Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. Shenemar Banim Sechalim Heima. Banim Leimun Ban. Zera Mereim Banim Ashchisim. Vahoyim and Kemach Yoimer Lehem Loi Ami Atem Yoimer Lehem Bnei Kel Chai. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda holds that when is a person considered a ben? It's bizman sha'atim noyag and minig bon. But e'atim noyag minig bonim, e'atim kriyim bonim. Rameir says, ben kachu ben kach kriyim bonim. If the Rambam was megalot to us the time of the Kron Perik Yud Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, then why isn't it that two Yidden are considered brothers? Because we're all bonim l'ashem alekeichem. And if we have the same father, then by definition we have to be brothers. So l'chayr, whether a mummer, whether an oivet avay zara, should be considered, and achanat should be considered, should be told in the machlay, because Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda, bizman sha'atim noyag and minig bonim, atim kriyim bonim. But if not, okay, so a mum is not knowing minig banim. If he's not knowing minig banim, he's out. Shita Saramban. If, however, you hold like Rameir, Benkach, Benkach, Kuyim Bonim, Snefaker, that doesn't matter. You always Bonim Lashem Elekechem. If you always Bonim Lashem Elekechem, so if that's the case, you're always going to be considered brothers. Shita Satur, the Yesh Machmirim that the Ramah brings. So the Machlokes Rishonim is telling the Machlokes Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Geshmak. Befrat, we know the Shuvas HaRajba, where the Rajba to Yehuda says that even though Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is always like Rabbi Yehuda, Ayin Erevim Menvavah Mebeis, but in this Machloikis, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, the Allah is like who? Over here, the Allah is like Ramei, and he says, Midas Shakl V'Tari, because the Gemara was so busy with all the different Mekairis, and the way Ramei explained all the different Pesukim, he had four Mekairis to this Allah, Benkach, Benkach, Ruvim Barim, and we once spoke out, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, his Ha'arin Efloi, says that every single Machloikis, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, in the entire Shas, you'll see, first Ramei is brought, and then Rabbi Yehuda is brought. The one exception where it's first Rabbi Yehuda and then Rabbi Meir is here because Hakol Hoylech Achra Chitum, and the Allah is always like his shtickle Torah, and you say that Mishnah Arichas because over here this is a remez that we pass him like Rameir. But how come we pass him like Rameir? We pass him Benkachu Benkach Kruim Bonim. And if we pass him Benkachu Benkach Kruim Bonim, and the reason that two Yidden are considered brothers is based on the fact, the reason two Yidden are considered brothers is based on the fact that we're all Bonim Lashem Lekechem, so that's the case. A Mummer should be considered us. What's Pshah in the Ramah? Maybe the Ramah had a different Mahalach in why a Mummer is not considered a brother. Either way, definitely a hard. But I just want to be Messiah in this with a Dover Nifla that I heard this week from Rabbi Avram Lefkowitz. He shared with me a Ha'ar Nifla. B'shem Rabbi Avram Avli Vasfeler. He was the famous Dayan of Vilna, right? He's of Amelech HaKadosh fame. But he's the famous Dayan of Vilna. He said a Dover Niflitz in this week's parasha. Dover Be'itei Matoi. Some parashas Kedoshim begins. Vayidah B'shem HaMoshe Leimah. Dabra Al-Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. V'yomarta Aleim Kedoshim Tiyu. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ish Imoi V'oviv Tiro V'shapsoisai Tishmoiru Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Next pasuk. Al Tifnu Elo Alilim. So Rabbi Avram Avli said a davar nifla. He said, "Sado Yidden, they're holding on the madrig of kedoshim tiyu. Where their avoda is kedoshim tiyu, like the Ramban says, kaddish ansbucham b'mutalach." Novel B'shus HaTeira says the Torah. If you're a kaddish, you're holding by literally the highest level kedusha of the madrigas of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, according to the Ramchal. Kedoshim tiyu, you should know, ani Hashem alekeichem. Oh, but the Noch Sadai Yid, that he's not on the Madrega of Kedoshim Tiyu. He doesn't have Shaykhis to that Madrega of Kedoshim Tiyu. What's his struggle? What's his Avoida? Ish Imoy Va'oviv Tiro, Veshab Soysai Teshmoyro, Kibir Ave'im, Shabbos, Aseres Hadibris, the Ten Commandments, Azai Yid, Zok the Torah, same words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But then there's a Yid that he's not even holding by Aseres Hadibris. His Avoida, his Mochemes HaYetzer, is Al Tifnu Elo Alilim Velehei Masecho Leisas Lehem. It's just to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to be a pagan. It's not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Said Rabbi Avram Avli, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedoshim Tiyu, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ishim Boi Vobiv Tiro Veshab Soisai Tishmoiru, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Al Tifnu Elo Alilim Velehei Masecho Leisas Lehem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Obviously they're different. Obviously, they're different. Eilam Hab is an under Eilam Hab. Oh, but Benkach u Benkach kruyim bonim. Bnei Kel Chai, like Rameh says in Kedushin Lamed Vav. Because regardless of whether you're a Kedushim Tiyo, or you're Ish Imay Vav of Tiro, Veshab Soisei Tishmoiru, or you're just struggling, you're Pashat struggling with a Noichi Hashem Alekecha, Al Tifnu Al Alila Valehe Masech Alisasalachem, one thing doesn't change, and that is Benkach u Benkach kruyim bonim, either way, Ani Hashem Alekecha.